أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. There is the next surah, Surah Al-Fajr. In the previous surah, Surah Ghashiyah, Allah explained about the Akhirah, what the conditions of the non-believers, the transgressors, will be on the day of Qiyamah, and on the other hand, the righteous and the believers, what their condition will be. So, and that will be in the Akhirah, but we are in this world already. When Allah's azab comes, punishment, then how terrible it is. So in this surah, Allah mentions three particular nations on whose Allah's azab had come. As we heard now in Fajr Namaz also, the people of Aad, who are very, very strong and mighty, how Allah's azab came upon them. The people of Samud and the people of Fir'aun. These three groups here, Allah Ta'ala discusses them in this surah also, so that man can see that when he disobeys Allah, he does not believe in Allah, then in this world he can see how terrible the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is, and from there we should take a lesson. But unfortunately, it's the nature of man generally that we think it will happen to somebody else, it's not going to happen to us. We hear about sicknesses also, we think it happened to them, it can't happen to us. We hear about accidents also, about anything else, about drug abuse, whether it's our children or anyone else, but we think it's happening to somebody else, it's not with us, it's not going to happen to us. Till we don't think of it, that this can happen, and my condition is such that our sins are also so much, how many sins we have got, and if Allah is to take us to task on any one sin, for example, the sins of our eyes, that we look around at how many wrong things. The sins, as somebody mentioned, that just the month of Ramadan had passed with so much of its brilliance and glory. Immediately after that, he says that almost across the board, everyone is just worried about the soccer now. And all that effects of Ramadan has just withered away almost immediately, and everyone is living a different world, a different life, just in the soccer that is carrying on. So this is also, we might think it's nothing wrong with it, but it's also a very, very serious offense in the court of Allah Ta'ala. The bad thoughts we have about other people, and how low we think, our backbiting, our listening of music, whether it's just our ringtone or whatever. So if Allah has to take us to task for any one of these things, what will be our condition? But we feel, because we are shaitan also covers it up, that we are making our namaz, we are making tilawat, we go to the khanka, we go in jamaat, I've been for umrah, so I'm all right. But all that wrongs, we don't realize the wrongs we are in. And if, like for example, a person goes for a medical checkup, he didn't know, then he realizes my sugar is so high. He realizes my blood pressure, I've got cholesterol, I've got some blocked arteries. Then he realizes what is wrong. If we go for a spiritual checkup, and then we see what wrongs there are, our namaz, how wrong our namazes are, how much now we just made our fajr, how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala, how much were we in the masjid, or how much were we out of the masjid now when we made our fajr. So all this, if we go for a spiritual checkup, we can see what our conditions are. So Allah discusses that, look at the punishment that came to this people, and on the day of Qiyamah and in the Akhirah, a person will realize that no matter what. It also in the surah, Allah explains about the people of Iram, and Allah says, لَمْ يَخْلُقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Their power, their government was such that never did the world ever see such power that was that they had. But all that did not help them at all whatsoever. So like that, or in the Akhirat also, in this dunya when Allah's azab comes, a person realizes he can do absolutely nothing. Allah's power is so great. So Allah Ta'ala tells us to take a lesson. Also in the surah, Allah explains the condition of man by which he is tested, which we will discuss in detail when it comes. And that is, when he is enjoying the favors of Allah, then whether he boasts of it in front of other people or to himself, he feels, Allah really loves me. How I am enjoying my tahajjud, how am I enjoying my tilawat, all my things, how much I am enjoying them. But when Allah puts a test upon him, and Allah takes away his ni'mat, now he's got some financial problems, now he's got some health problems, then he feels Allah has disgraced me. Now he puts that blame on Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah. So this is how weak man is. And Allah ends the surah with the great enjoyment of Jannat, of nafsi mutma'inna, that how it will enter into Jannat, with what great pleasure. And also the people who disobeyed Allah, what their punishment will be, that also Allah Ta'ala explains in the surah. So Allah starts the surah wal fajr, Allah takes a qasam of the time of fajr, the time that we are in now. We made our fajr namaz, and this was that usually the night comes in at Maghrib time, and then it becomes darker and darker, and by Isha it is dark. The night becomes darker, and when it is reached its maturity of darkness, then the light comes of Fajr. And the day of Fajr, the day starts coming out, Fajr time comes out now. Just like that, there was complete darkness in the world before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the darkness had reached its maturity and its height with what the condition of the Arabs was before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. But then the light came to the world, and light spread in the world. Just like that, every person also, every community also, whatever darkness they are going through, in order to bring that light, is just to bring the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam again alive in ourselves, in our families, in our communities, and we'll find that light will come and it will spread. So Allah Ta'ala has taken this qasam of the time of Fajr, which is a very Mubarak time. It is a time for our Fajr namaz naturally. It is a time for Quran Sharif also. We should try and make it a habit to read for our Quran first, Quran Sharif at the time of Fajr. Allah Ta'ala praises that also, the recitation of Quran Sharif at the time of Fajr. So with this Allah Ta'ala takes qasam. And walayalil ashr, or just raato ki. And Allah also takes qasam of the 10 nights. That is the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, which are also very, very blessed 10 nights, all in one row. And the ibadat of each night is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And those 10 days in which Hajj also takes place, very great and blessing those 10 nights are. So and Allah takes a qasam, what he wants to state afterwards, that is the important thing. But yeah, 4 qasams Allah Ta'ala has taken in 4 ayats, though there are even more qasams than this in this ayat. So it is important for us to understand the gravity of the qasams, of the oath taken by Allah himself. So what statement he's going to make after taking the oath, that also should have that great importance on us. So yeah, Allah has taken qasam of the time of Fajr, and also the 10 nights of these blessed nights, which are coming very soon on us, and we should be also honored with great ibadah and with fast, etc., which are also very great. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this great value of the Quran Sharif, of our deen, and to make our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.